My name is Jean Tiberio, and I'm a nutritionist and a wellness coach. Welcome to Healing Outside the Box. This is episode 102, and I'm calling it A Comparison of Recipe Delivery Services. First of all, I have to say that I listened to my last two episodes, and I must apologize for the low energy in my voice. As I was listening, even I wanted to cry into my porridge. I've been listening to plenty of podcasts about podcasting, and they give me all kinds of great advice. One of them said, you must pump yourself up and put on a smiley face and have great, great energy. So people will say, wow, what a great podcast. And then another person said, you must be authentic. Otherwise, people will hear the phoniness in your voice. Well, here's the thing. I'm authentically Charles Grodin. Maybe not the Charles Grodin from The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin. Perhaps I'd like to think that I'm the Charles Grodin from Midnight Run with Robert De Niro. Anyway, truth be told, I recently had a GI situation going on, and I had to go into the hospital to get some IV fluids. I remember the ER doctor looking me straight in the eye and saying, do you know, 90% of the time, we have no idea what's causing your situation, but we just try to treat the symptoms, and people get better, and we all rejoice. Well, I'm not sure he said rejoice, but let's go with that. But then he said the other 10% of the time, we're actually very successful because we know what's wrong, we call in the surgeons, and they cut something out. Now, it could be an appendix, a stomach, maybe three coronary arteries, or perhaps another organ we might be attached to. But the surgeons do, in fact, work their mastery, and the problem is gone. I was once in the room with the chief cardiologist when I was working outpatient, and he said to the group, doing a triple bypass is like rolling off a log. Now, I've never rolled off a log, but it makes me think, gee whiz, I'm glad I'm in the 90%. Anyway, I'm back to my zippity-doo-dar tone of voice, or as zippity as I'm going to get. So a few weeks back, I promised you that I would test out four of the recipe delivery services because I personally had a few questions coming to me about them that I couldn't answer. Now, what you'll get here is my opinion, of course. Other opinions may vary. Your taste preferences should be unique to you, and that's a good thing. But I'll also give you an idea about how these food delivery services work. The four I'm going to talk about are number one, Blue Apron, number two, HelloFresh, number three, Sunbasket, and number four, Home Chef. Now, most of these services can be found online at HelloFresh.com, for example, but I'll also give you links in the show notes. Now, if any of you would like me to test out another one of those services, just connect with me on my contact page, which is on my website, healingoutsidethebox.com/contact. I will be happy to check it out for you. As I see it, this may be a trend that is going to keep happening. So I would like to keep on top of what services become available as time goes on. So again, you can email me. My email is in the show notes, or contact me on my webpage if you'd like me to look something up for you, or even test out a few of their entrees. Okay, so here we go, a comparison of recipe delivery services. First of all of these seem to be about the same price, give or take a few bucks. And that is roughly $10 per person with a two-person minimum. And usually there's a three-meal per week minimum. However, you can pause at any time, but you must do so 1 week in advance. Now, I'd advise you to pay attention to the delivery days, because this may be one of the most important factors that will determine for you which service you get. For example, in my zip code for Blue Apron, my delivery day is Mondays, and there's a three-hour window during which the package will come. Most of these services are UPS, except, I believe, for Sunbasket, which is FedEx. So find out, if you don't already know, what is your three-hour window for your UPS or FedEx people on that particular day. and usually the 3-hour window is the same for both. For example, my 3 hours on Monday is 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that's true about the other days as well. I highly recommend that either you or someone in your household is home to accept the package during that 3-hour delivery window. These boxes come packed with ice, but the boxes shouldn't be outside your house for more than an hour or so. Some companies have better ice packing than others. For example, Blue Apron has better ice packs than Home Chef, but remember that also makes the box very heavy and they have to be lifted. I got a 2-wheeled cart to get my boxes into my kitchen. So just FYI, these boxes are difficult to lift and they don't come with handles. If your house is empty until the evening, you may want to make other arrangements to get those boxes into refrigeration within 1 hour of the delivery. This is, of course, especially true in the summer, but I think it's good advice all year round. You simply don't know how long that food has been sitting on the truck. Now, there is almost always a promo somewhere that is available for each service, but I personally didn't get involved in any affiliate ties or financial incentive of any kind. This was intentional because I wanted to review these services without seeming as though I am profiting in any way, which I am not. So here we go. Number one is Blue Apron. Once you sign up, you then go to the webpage and sign in, and you will be looking at this week's menu on their homepage. On the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a tab that says Delivery Schedule. You may want to look at this first, in the event you want to change entrees or skip a week. They don't care how many weeks that you skip, as long as you do it a week in advance. Then when you click on your delivery schedule, it will show you the 3 meals that you have chosen for any particular week in the future. If you look to the upper right, there will be 2 options: change my menu or skip this delivery. In the case of Blue Apron, in most of these delivery services, once you choose 2 entrees, they eliminate some other choices for the 3rd entree. And I found that to be true because in many cases I chose the fish in a really good piece of cod or salmon or catfish. So my 3rd choice became pasta with vegetables and some kind of cheese, which usually is a very nice cheese. Now, at first I found this annoying, but since most of the services are like this, I guess I can understand that they don't want you picking the most expensive fish times 3. Here are a few examples of the Blue Apron recipes that I've tried. First off is Tinkerbell Pepper Quesadillas. Now, these are not spicy at all. In fact, there's no spice in the sauce either. Instead, they give you a fried egg, or I should say an egg that you then fry, and that acts as the sauce on top. This contains Tinkerbell peppers, which are adorable little sweet peppers and are much tastier than the regular peppers. They give you Monterey Jack cheese instead of shredded mozzarella, which is a more expensive cheese. But if you're looking for spicy, this would not be the recipe to choose. However, I enjoy this very much. Now, Blue Apron also gives you a card that teaches you about different types of cheeses or spices or fish. It will give you a little background on how it is made. For example, if you're talking about Parmesan cheese, it explained what type of milk it's made from and how long it is aged. In this case, at least 2 years, which means it's a little more expensive. Now, second entree, brown butter cod. This includes purple potatoes, which are excellent in terms of their nutritional value. It encourages you to try less common ingredients pretty much in every category, and that's true of most of these services. The fish that Blue Apron gave me, without exception, was good quality fish in very generous portions. Now, the next entree was enchiladas de picadillo, and I'm sure I'm not saying that right. I'm Italian, so what do I know? This had a tomato and cucumber salad with lime crema. I made this exactly according to the directions, and it was delicious. Now, I usually prefer poblano peppers, which are more expensive than the jalapeno. I got poblanos in every Mexican dish that I tried. Another dish I tried was fried chicken and kale slaw with roasted sweet potatoes and hot honey. This dish was also excellent. I substituted spinach for the kale because I simply preferred it that way. Another dish I tried was the spiced shrimp in pearl couscous. This had more of a Moroccan spice blend, and it was also excellent. They give you 10 ounces of shrimp, which fed 4 people in my household. Another option was spicy hoisin turkey meatballs. This was one of my favorite dishes from Blue Apron, but I would recommend cutting down on the hoisin sauce because it can get pretty salty. I substituted the organic white rice I had on hand for the brown rice, but that's just a personal preference of mine. I also tried the crispy catfish and parsley mashed potatoes. This was again excellent, and the portion of catfish was huge, also fed 4 people. But again, just keep an eye out for the high sodium ingredients if you're on a reduced sodium diet. With the hoisin sauce on the turkey meatballs, I actually cut the sauce in half, and it was just right. The ramen noodle dish with ponzu sauce was the last one I tried. This was so salty that I actually couldn't eat it. I wasn't familiar with ponzu sauce, but that sauce combined with the ramen noodles made it extremely salty. This is one of those situations that if you completely eliminate the ponzu sauce, then the recipe doesn't have the same flavor profile. You could also buy organic ramen noodles from someplace like Amazon. Those ramen noodles have a lot less sodium, and it will actually tell you on the label. Number 2. The second company on the list is Sunbasket, and it can be found at sunbasket.com, not surprisingly. Now, I gave this service to my niece for her birthday, and she loved it. Sunbasket is the only one of these 4 that has all organic ingredients. By the way, I forgot to mention, they give you fresh herbs and a very generous portion of them with all of these. So you can obviously use the excess amount in other dishes and just skip the next week. And also, all of these companies gave me great-looking vegetables, but Sunbasket, again, promises all organic ingredients in their basket. My niece got the eggplant parmesan, and she thought it was delicious. She said it was restaurant quality and as good as she has had in any restaurant. By the way, one thing to be aware of is that there is a difference in the level of cooking technique, and it will tell you that on the card and on the website. If you're learning how to cook with these fancy ingredients, you may want to consider choosing entrees that are in the easy category, at least at first. Now, I don't want to hold you back if you're up for a challenge. Go get them in that case. But I just wanted to let you know, if it doesn't say easy, there may be several steps involved. My niece then got other meals and was very impressed overall. She plans to continue the weekly deliveries on her own. Number 3. Now, the third service is HelloFresh. This is the company that Jamie Oliver is associated with. I've actually seen the commercials on TV. HelloFresh starts out on their website by giving you 3 options to choose from in terms of what they call boxes. There is the classic box, which gives you a variety of meat, fish, and vegetarian meals. Then there is the veggie box for vegetarians. It does include cheese items, but no meat or fish. And then there is a family box that gives you a greater number of portions and perhaps more child-friendly options. Now, first with HelloFresh, I tried the vegetarian burrito bowl. This recipe gives you brown rice, which I substituted with organic white rice, just again, my personal preference. This also includes Monterey Jack cheese, which is a better quality and slightly more expensive than the mozzarella. Monterey Jack cheese also works well with these Mexican dishes. In this particular case, I added a tortilla that I had in the house and made an actual burrito. This allowed me to get 4 meals out of that recipe rather than 2. The quality overall was excellent. The taste was just as I expected. And I say this because I make burritos exactly this way with just about the same ingredients. But that's my point here. I make black bean burritos all of the time. Although it tasted great, I may not feel the need to pay extra money to to get the ingredients in the mail. However, you might be completely different. It might actually encourage you to make these black beans at home. And if you're going out to buy bean and cheese burritos, it will be less expensive to make them at home. Now, another entree I got from HelloFresh that I decided to try was peach and tomato tartines. Truth be told, I never ended up making this. This recipe included ricotta cheese, mint, almonds, and peaches over slices of toast. I did, however, take the ingredients out and made something else with them. In this particular case, I probably wouldn't get that recipe again, although I have no problem with the ingredients that they gave me. Another entree from HelloFresh was eggplant and sun-dried tomato linguine. The ingredients in this were great, with one exception. Instead of wheat pasta, which fell apart as I ate it, I would have used organic pasta from one of my favorite brands. By the way, a couple of my favorite brands of organic pasta are Mantova and Valencenti Organico. I will give you the links on the show notes if you wish to order these organic pastas online. The Mantova website is actually gimmespaghetti.com, which is right up my alley in terms of silliness. Now, once you sign up with HelloFresh, you can log in, then click on Your Meals, then click on Next Week, then click on Select Your Meals. You can also deselect any meals if you change your mind. And they remind us to not forget to hit Save Your Selections when you're done. In this particular case, if you don't make the meal choices in time, then you automatically receive the chef's choices for the week. And being almost as fussy as my cat Betty, that's not something I would like. Number four, the fourth recipe delivery service is one called Home Chef. Now, Home Chef does one thing that the other companies don't do, and that is that they give you a notebook so you can punch the recipe cards with a three-hole punch and save the recipes in your notebook. If I were to make any recommendations for the other three companies, I would include this recipe book idea. Now, the first entree I tried was spaghetti with burrata cheese. Now, I have to say that I was not thrilled with this recipe. Again, I would have liked to substitute with my favorite brand of organic pasta, but I used their pasta instead, which was a whole grain pasta that I wasn't crazy about. Also, the burrata cheese was a little strange, so I wouldn't recommend this recipe overall. But again, this might be just my personal taste. So, like my cat Betty, the texture of the cheese was a bit foreign, and I snubbed my nose at it a bit. The second entree I tried was the black bean enchiladas. These enchiladas had a red sauce, which I prefer over the white sauce, and this was really delicious. Again, the portion size was huge, and I got four meals out of it instead of two. They gave me both a poblano pepper and a jalapeno pepper. They also gave me a nice Mexican cheese and a very good enchilada sauce. So if you don't like it too spicy, you could skip the jalapeno pepper or the poblano pepper. Now, another recipe from Home Chef was a Greek quinoa grain bowl. Once again, in this case, I took out the ingredients and used them for something similar, so I did not follow the recipe. But that's my personal choice. I'm not a fan of olives or quinoa. For some reason, in Moroccan stew, I like the olives, but not in this type of dish. The English cucumber they gave me, however, delicious and fresh. Now, like Blue Apron, Home Chef has a fact page. In my case, I got a fact page about cod. It gives you background info and perhaps slightly more information about a fish that the average person would like to know. I personally think these things are helpful for foodies like myself, but I'm not sure everyone would be reading about the history of cod. I live in Salem, Massachusetts, very close to Cape Cod, which, as I'm told, has very little cod left. But I have fond memories of the old days when a friend of a friend would haul in a ton of cod and give everyone some. The next item that I tried with Home Chef was cedar roasted salmon with a root vegetable slaw. This recipe I really enjoyed, and the cedar strips were very cute. They give you little strings to wrap up the cedar like a little package. It does take a bit of skill to wrap the salmon with these cedar strips, but it looked like fun. You do have to follow the directions and soak the cedar. Otherwise, you may have salmon flambé. So this is not for the timid. But after tasting it, I thought it was one of their better entrees. The last entree from Home Chef was spinach and artichoke flatbread pizza with roasted red peppers. This was actually a delicious entree. Again, there was a big portion, feeding 4 people rather than 2, and I would definitely get this again. Okay, so there you have it. 4 different recipe delivery services that drop the food at your doorstep with fresh herbs and sauces and instructions on how to cook your own fabulous meals. If you have any questions about these recipe services or anything related to foodie stuff, feel free to contact me on my contact page, which is healingoutsidethebox.com/contact. That's all I have for you today. Be well and stay tuned next week for another episode of Healing Outside the Box.